Well, first to address Tom's thing with being happy here, as a tech. I think that's true. There's a lot to do and a lot of fun. They give you a little taste HF with 10 meter. I think that's why they do that. Kind of give you a little taste, but it's hit and miss, feast or famine with 10. And you learn. Boy, I love that. And, if I can just upgrade, I can do it. Literally every day. Don't have to wait for conditions. But the big thing is that things like All-Star nodes and digital hotspots and stuff like that has taken a little bit of the incentive away, because now you can get your tech, get yourself an All-Star node, get yourself a digital hotspot, and you're talking all over the world, just like you couldn't do that just a short time ago. And so the incentive to upgrade to from tech was huge if you wanted to talk around the world, but nowadays not so much. So there's that. Technology changes the hobby as much as anything. Completely. And requirements, they got rid of the last Morse code coastal station some years ago now, so there's that. Joe, solar, I don't have any yet. I've got a really nice inverter. It's not just a small inverter. This is a really good one to, you can run at your house, run some circuits off it. And I've been thinking about getting some banks of batteries and getting that inverter system running, and then using solar to, keep it topped off as much as I can, have it, use that when it can, and then, of course, have it be able to get from the mains if it can't. But, nothing yet, though. No solar. My experience with it to date has not been great, so I don't. I think Dakota, on the other hand, has had some experience with solar, and good and bad. Well, I don't know about good. I know he's had bad. And if I'm talking about those mesh-tastic boxes, when I heard him say winter, Dakota has a different perspective on that. W8FU.